Recently, I had my eyes opened to the delicate thread on which we hang the future of our children. I was one of many principals for a day in San Francisco, organized by the San Francisco School Volunteers. I was assigned to the Chinese Education Center in Chinatown, an elementary school for immigrant Chinese students. Had I been born in my parents' Jiangsu province instead of Michigan, I might have been one of them. Principal Lisa Sheck told me that the parents of her students arrived from Guangzhou or Hong Kong with little education or English. They often work two jobs in restaurants or hotels. Her school is an oasis of hope. The staff welcomes families in Chinese, and the hallways are decorated with student art. The third graders had been studying Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. They wrote their own dreams of growing up to care for their families and of becoming doctors and scientists. They asked me, "What is your dream?" I replied, "A great education for each student." In the computer lab, students sharpen their English using a web-based program with colorful graphics. Afterwards at a luncheon, we faux principals shared our amazement at what real principals have to do. They motivate teachers, communicate with parents, talk to social service agencies, wipe noses, and enforce discipline, all before morning recess. San Francisco Superintendent Carlos Garcia recalled his own days as a principal and having to confront a naked man standing in his hallway. A middle school principal had to go on workers' comp after breaking up a fight. Our conversations turned to anger in discussing the 10% budget cut proposed by Governor Schwarzenegger. Someone noted that prison planners now build prison cells based on how many fourth graders are failing reading. Every day, principals hold the future of this society in their hands, but they are doing it with little more than their own persistence and courage. They deserve much, much more. With a Perspective, I'm Milton Chen.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.